are a slut pig.
Hey, y'all. I'm Christian Gray Snow, and this is the Slut Pig Podcast, a podcast from The Dip. And today, listen, I know I told y'all I was going on a hiatus, but there's a lot going on, so I'm bringing y'all a mini episode to catch you up to speed. We're keeping it short and sweet with my Bravo bestie, Maggie Kelly, aka Besta Bravo, to share our thoughts on this week's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiere. Small talk is like small dick, and I'd rather my French designer get all caught up with immigration than deal with a small dick. Let's get started. All right, y'all, I'm here with Maggie, who needs absolutely no introduction because she's been here on the podcast like 88 and a half times. So hello, doll. How are you?
Hi. I'm so glad to be back.
I know. You're hanging in there because our girl was a little wild last night. She went out and got drunky drunk on a school night by accident. You know, you just had a rough day, right?
It's been a day, you know. It's always like, okay, I'm going to go out for one drink, and then it turns into I was out till 4 a.m.,
yeah,
on a school night. I'm like, yeah. What? And I had to wake up at 7.
That's why I can't do that shit anymore. Like, I know myself, and the moment I get started, there's no stopping. You know, literally, there's no fucking stopping.
It's unreal.
I love it. Well, thank you for being here. Before we get started, I always like to kick off my chats, you know, with an icebreaker question, something fun. So up first, in the spirit of you getting hammered last night, if you had to do the same thing tonight, but with a former cast member of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because that's what we're covering today, who would it be?
Oh, a former cast member. I'm going to go with Taylor Armstrong.
Yo.
I miss her. I'm so excited to see her on Ultimate Girls Trip. And I just feel like she would have fun and really give me a lot of tea.
I feel like there would be so much tea. Oh my God.
So much.
Yeah, I actually thought you were going to say Brandy, but Taylor's such a good answer.
Oh, Brandy would have been good. I thought about Kim, but I was like, I don't know if that would be the best for her sobriety journey. So I thought I'd leave that out.
Yeah, I don't want her to have to deal with my drunk ass at all.
I don't know.
Well, Wednesday night brought us the premiere of season 12 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It was a jam-packed premiere. To be honest, I was kind of nervous to watch it because, like, since I lived in LA for so many years, you know, you get that, like, FOMO of a place you still love.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was nervous because, like, you know, I'd be getting all nostalgic and shit like that. But I was not sad at all. So I'm like, maybe that means I don't miss LA whatsoever. So let's celebrate that. I'm glad to have our girls back. Now that we've officially had the premiere for this, I'm hoping that means they can fucking go ahead and drop that Dubai trailer because I feel like this is what they've been waiting on.
Actually, Christian, I heard today someone DM'd me and it's going to be Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. There we go. Monday. The Dubai trailer is coming Monday, everybody.
Don't get all mad if it's not true, people, but yeah. that's what someone said.
Bravo's probably planning for Monday, correct? Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, what were your just overall thoughts on getting our Beverly Hills girls back? We'll get into the details here in a little bit, but I know you love the Beverly Hills Chicas as much as me.
I love them. They're one of my faves. They always have been. I loved it. I love the whole cast. I love the entire cast, and I'm actually interested in the entire cast, which is pretty rare. Like, usually there's at least like one person on the cast that I don't really like, you know how it is.
Yeah.
But I feel like with Beverly Hills, at least, like, even like Erica, while, like, sure, she's obviously not my favorite, she really never has been. She's obviously interesting, right? Like, there's a lot going on.
And she doesn't give a fuck about anything. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's fascinating to watch to me.
It's a train wreck. I love it. I mean, so I loved it. I was super excited to have them back.
Same. I feel you. Well, we're going to get into Sutton versus Lisa first, which, you know,
okay.
We're no one was shocked to see this coming. Sutton lit a fire under Rena's ass recently with this Elton John charity drama. And, you know, we all know she went on Watch What Happens Live earlier this year. And she said that she invited Harry and Lisa to Elton's charity event like years ago and never got a thank you for letting them sit at her table, which costs like bukus and bukus of money, I'm sure. Rena calls bullshit because she says, you know, like, listen, me and Harry been going to this shit for years, like, because we're invited. You know, we don't, like, pay for a table to be amongst the invited. You know, that's what she was pretty much saying. So she believes Sutton did this, you know, just trying to have a moment to throw Lisa under the bus, make her look like an asshole on TV. What are your thoughts? Whose side are you on? Do you think it was a misunderstanding? What are you thinking?
I don't really know. I mean, I think the whole thing is so silly, to be honest. Like, I love when Rinna like stirs the pot and she really like she gets the crowd going. Like she's starting always. And I think like there's a little bit of that. I think they're just kind of stirring the pot. Like I don't know. What do you think? I haven't really even thought about that whole thing very much because I just think it's so silly.
I mean, I think that Sutton is messier than people want to believe, and
Oh.
I mean, listen, it's Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin. Like, they've been it on fucking every red carpet since like 1981. Like,
They have gone there. Like actually,
yes.
I they definitely have been there like multiple times before. Like there's photos. Like I used to get People magazine. Like
Oh
I would
yeah.
read. I like I remember.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I think Sutton's super messy. I love Sutton the second I met her. I knew I was like she's a star. Like
Yeah.
she is a housewife she, through and through. Like and so I love Sutton. She's super messy, but she's right up there as with Rinna in
Who
messiness.
do you think is telling the truth, or do you think they both think they're telling the truth?
I think they both think they're telling the truth.
Yeah. So, like, you think Sutton just doesn't get where Rinna's coming from, and Rinna doesn't get where the other one's coming from?
I
So,
think Rinna is probably telling the truth, to be honest. But like, I think, and I think Sutton thinks she is. Like, I don't. That's kind of my gut,
yeah.
but I don't know.
I mean, I definitely think Sutton knows what she's doing, and I think that maybe she thought it wouldn't be that big of a deal or whatever. And rather than just like owning up to it, she's like, "Oh, it'll be fine, it'll be fine."
Like,
And then
fuck it.
Brenna's like, "Fuck her!" Like, I love how Sutton's like, "I didn't mean anything bad by it." And they cut to Rinna, and she's like, "I'm gonna destroy this bitch." It's
Will
like,
kill you. Like,
oh my God.
oh my God.
And it's so funny her being like, you didn't like get invited to the charity thing. It's like, it makes me think of Shannon. I start charities, Megan.
Start charities, Megan. Oh, Shan.
Oh, Shan. Well, speaking of Sutton being a star, look, she is a star, but she is a non-sympathetic star, okay? Because when it came, we all know by now she didn't have a sympathetic reaction when she discussed Dorit's robbery with Kyle. Check out this clip right here.
I've been putting out fires all day today too, but it might just be that kind of day.
What fires are you putting out?
Oh gosh. I've got this French designer that I'm bringing in. Immigration is just,
That
listen.
doesn't seem like a fire after what.
Well, it is for me and my business and what I'm trying to do and
I know, but
planning.
I was expecting you to say something more like.
No, and well, Waylon, I couldn't find him. Well, these are, it's all
I know,
relative.
I know, I know,
I mean,
I
I
know.
wasn't held at gunpoint. I'm sorry.
Okay. So Sutton has since apologized. I don't know. Did you know that she has apologized for this?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good apology. She said, "I had a very strange morning that day. I didn't know a lot about what was going on, so I didn't know the severity. I didn't understand, and my mindset wasn't there, so I wasn't being sensitive. I take things seriously, want to be there for my friends. I was not in this moment, and I do not feel good about it." Look, it's a good apology. I just don't know if I believe it.
Oh, I think she's full shit. I thought it was really, I hate to say it, like I totally obviously feel off. I cried multiple times in the episode for Dorit. I was like gutted over it. I love Dorit.
Yeah.
I think though Sutton's reaction is just so funny. Like I can't I laugh. Like I can't help it. Like I know what is that? I don't know what that means for me, but
Yeah.
I did laugh.
Yeah.
It's like so fucked up, but like, and Kyle's like, what the fuck? Like, if my friend is doing that, I'd be like, are you fucking like, are you
Kyle's
serious?
like,
Like, are
"You
you
are a
punking me?
sick woman. What the fuck is wrong with you?" No, like, at first, obviously, I'm like, "What the fuck?" And I mean, I
It's
think
so
it's one
rude.
of
It's crazy.
I think it's one of those things that the more you watch it, it's just like, like, what is, like, honest to God, what was going through your head in that moment? Like, I wasn't held at gunpoint. Sorry. Who the fuck says that?
Said it's all relative. I lost it
It's
at that. She goes,
all
it's all
relative.
relative. I'm like, oh yeah, so you're like, so I don't even know. Someone for your design team is held up at immigrant. Like, that's all relative to being held at gunpoint with your kids in the next room,
With
for
your
sure.
begging for your infant children's lives. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Kyle's like, what
No.
the fuck? So out of control.
Yeah. And also, my thing, like, I love her, but in part of the reason I don't necessarily believe the apology is like, because it's like, how did you not know the severity of it? I mean, from the articles that first started coming out, I mean, it was pretty clear to me. I remember, like, everyone knew it was really, really bad what was going
Yeah.
down, And my whole thing is like, by that point, the other girls had already gone over to Dorit's house. Like, you can't tell me that she hadn't talked to somebody or producers hadn't updated her. Like, there's something not, I just feel like she's not being entirely honest about it. But that is just me. Something else I wanted to talk to you about, speaking of Sutton, Sutton be all through this premiere, is Erica, you know, saying that Sutton needs to, like, apologize to her instead of her apologizing to Sutton, because she's basically been proven innocent completely and said she had nothing to do with no $20 million. She said, I ain't ever had an LLC. I ain't ever flew a plane. I ain't ever crashed a plane. Like, I ain't had nothing to do with it. She's like, I'm Amanda Knox to this bullshit. I am innocent, you know? Listen, and I don't know. I still believe Erica is innocent. I just don't know what to think about this situation. What was your reaction watching her and Garcelle have this conversation?
It's just, like, exhausting. I'm like, Erica, like, I think you believe Erica more than, like, I do, you know? Like, I kind of think she's full shit. Like, I don't think she knew everything. Like, I'll say that. I don't think she, for sure. I don't think she knew I don't know what she knew. She is pretty insensitive to the whole thing. Like, she is very much so. It's, like, all about me. And, like, I'm kind of like, girl, like reel that in
Give us something.
Come on. Like, you know, it's like, they're actual victims. Like, people died.
Even
like,
if
I don't
you
know.
Had nothing to do with it. Even if you had nothing to do with it. Yeah, there's still people.
Yeah. I don't know. Sutton's going to be, she's on one all season. I can tell.
Me too. But also, this is my thing. Look, I like Sutton, but she speaks a mad game in confessionals and behind people's backs. And then it might just be an Erica thing, because Erica is so stern. Maybe that's who she crumbles in front of. You know, maybe if it's Sutton versus, like, Kyle, or Sutton versus someone else, it'll be, or now Rinna, maybe it'll be a different story. But for me, history has proven that when it comes down to her and Erica facing off face to face, Erica buries her, in my opinion. So I'm like, I don't know why you want this smoke, girl.
Oh yeah, I would not want to cross Erica, like, at all. Like, she just, I'm not confrontational, so I would just be like, oh yeah, like, whatever, like, like, the whole time, like,
smile and nod.
But I will say that, you know, that's a good point about her having really good, like, confessionals and things. And typically, I feel like when a housewife is really good at confessionals, people are like, oh, they're great in confessionals. I'm like, I want them to be good in person. Like, they've had time to think about these confessionals. So I don't know. I think Sutton's funny and, like, kind of, like, kooky. So, like, that's, like, what kind of, like, I like her. Mm-hmm. But I do agree. Like, yeah, do it in person.
Have that same energy, baby. That's how I feel. Yeah. To finish our Beverly Hills discussion, we're going to rate the premiere out of 10 diamonds. I want to know, how many diamonds out of 10 diamonds would you give the season 12 premiere of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and why?
Ooh, I never like to give anything really a 10. So I'll probably give it I would say, honestly, like, I was going to say an 8, but I'll say a 9, because I did cry, like, 8 times. Like, I never really cry in Housewives shows. So yeah. And I was very intoxicated when I watched it. But it was really good. Like, I just feel, like, warm and fuzzy, like, with these girls back on our screen. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. I don't know, 8, 9. Like, I think if I wasn't crying, because a lot of people, like, don't believe Dorit's whole their ball game, but, like, a lot of people don't believe her, and, like, I do. So, like, I very, like, I don't know.
Listen, okay, well, real quick, I give it a 7.5 diamonds. I understand it was an emotional heavy episode. I would have liked a bit more humor sprinkled in there, but I understand, you know, they had to do what they had to do. I commend Dorit from her strength. Like, this is the real shit we sign up to watch. I do think Andy overhyped it a little bit, but it was a great premiere.
He always does.
Yeah, and I'm very anxious to see the ratings come out. I hope that they're better than what our poor Atlanta has been doing, because they deserve so much better too. So
I know,
like, what the fuck? Atlanta's killing it this year, and there was nobody watching it Sunday.
Our girly Shrey, I will say, like, I'm really bad about Sunday shows. I watch them usually on Monday, but I love Shrey. Like, obviously, she's my favorite. She's your favorite too, I know.
Yeah.
She's a queen. I mean, she is, like, the light of the show. I'm so happy she's back.
Wait, I do want to ask you, like, what the fuck is up with people not believing Dorit's robbery? Like, do you think you could fake something like this?
I really couldn't. Like, I feel like that'd be pretty, I mean, really, obviously really fucked up if it's, like, fake. I just, I don't know. Like, if it is fake, like, obviously that's crazy. But, like, if it's not, like, don't you feel bad for people, like, doubting, like, the worst moment of her life?
No, like it's literally, like, she thought she was going to die. And there are people, like, best actress of the year. It's like, are you fucking serious?
And I'm sorry, like, her kids were there.
Yes.
Like, that's what I keep going back to. I'm like, I'm sorry, like, I'm not a mother, but, like, if I were going to orchestrate a robbery, I would make damn sure my kids were not going to be in that house. Period.
Yes, period.
So, like, so if she did, like, I just think, I can't believe she would ever, put, because shit goes wrong all the time in life. Like, mm-hmm. you never know. And so, God forbid, like, her kids were there. I just don't think any mother would have that risk with their children at the house.
Either. And then, like, also the detail about her putting Phoenix in her bed, in her own bed that night when she said they always sleep together. I literally,
I was in tears.
My biggest fear my whole life, always, it's ever since the Elizabeth Smart story came out on Lifetime years ago, my biggest fear in my entire life is someone breaking the fuck into my house and, like, that feeling when you look up and see, like, a shadow silhouette of a person. And that's exactly what she said happened. Like, she said she woke up and just saw something and she was like, well, that person's too tall to be my kids. And it's like, to realize someone is in your home. No. And also, all y'all out there thinking that she's lying, I think y'all are assholes, to be quite honest with you. I'm just gonna say it.
Come on.
You're assholes.
Like, it's just so...
And to be, just admit to yourself, y'all want to fucking hate the Fox Force 5 or whatever they call themselves now. Like, that's really what I think this is, to be honest with you.
It's just sad. I people just love, you know how people are.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sake.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up and not include the assholes in the rest of this conversation. As we always do, to end our chat, I would love if you would play the rapid fire Housewives questions game where we put 60 seconds on the clock and see how many of these somewhat fun but mostly shady Housewives questions you can get through. Are you down?
I'm down.
All right, here we go. First housewife from any city that comes to mind when I say the word boring.
Oh, Jackie.
Bravo, Leb, you used to dislike, but you love them now.
Dorit.
Oh, I love that. Fire any current housewife. Who would you fire?
Fire any current housewife? Leah.
Yes. Create a housewives franchise in any city. What would it be? I bet I know this one.
I want a Midwestern city. I'm a Midwestern girly. What were you going to say? You thought I was going to say Nashville?
I figured you'd say Nashville.
No. Yeah. I'm anti-housewives in Nashville.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Think it'll work.
Oh,
I don't think it'll work.
Interesting. Yeah. Housewife, if you ran into them in public right now, you like wouldn't say anything. You'd keep walking because you just don't want to, you'd be scared of them or something.
Be scared of them? I don't think I would be scared of like any of them.
Well, that's good. Most overrated housewife at the moment.
Melissa. I mean, she's on my mind. I didn't know she's not even rated in my mind, but like I feel like other people overrate her out the ass. It's
yes.
crazy.
Which one do you think will be better, Ultimate Girls Trip 1 or 2?
2.
You think so?
Well, because I love the chaos and they're gonna bring it. I already
it's
know.
It's gonna be dark too. It's gonna be so dark.
Deep and dark and like twisted, and our girlies are gonna fight.
I can't wait.
Know.
Housewife you'd go to dinner with tonight if you could, past or present.
Oh my gosh, Kyle. I love Kyle.
Love it. And last one, fuck, marry, kill, Mauricio, PK, Harry Hamlin.
Oh, marry, Mauricio, fuck, Harry, kill, PK, sorry.
Ah, rest in peace. All right, everybody, that is my bestie, Maggie, Best of Bravo. And I was going to say tell everyone where they can find you, but I just said it. She's at Best of Bravo on Instagram. So go follow her there. And is there anything you want to tell the peoples?
That's it. That's all she wrote.
That's all she fucking wrote, everybody. All right, everybody, that's all for this week. As always, thank you so much for kicking your weekend off with me. Don't forget, like I said, your girl came down with the COVID for a second time, no matter the fact that I was boosted and back. So y'all be safe out there. Keep them masks on. Get you a Jill Zarin mask or something, okay? I love y'all. Have a good weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which means, you know, as I always say, you're free to go be a prostitution whore. Bye. Uh-huh.